seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum, we are now besties. Let's do this. Oh, hello. Hi there. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. My name is Talia Joy. Welcome to this beautiful day and this beautiful episode and this beautiful moment in time. How are you today? I hope you're well. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Talia Joy, the host of this show, a channel and intuitive and manifestation mentor committed to helping you to create the life that your soul intended for you. Yes, the abundance, the freedom, the expression, the success on all the levels. I am your bestie in this awakening journey. I'm so excited that you are here. And welcome back to all of my homies, my friends, my community that have been around the block with me. Welcome, welcome. I am so glad that you are here, and it's such an honor to be on your journey. Okay, so today's episode, I am doing a sort of a double episode backing on the previous one that we have just gone through. So the last episode here on the show was about activating the feminine energy for manifestation. And today we are talking about activating the masculine energy for manifestation. I actually didn't intend to do this episode, but after doing the feminine one that was so fun, I had lots of feedback that it really helped you. And also in that episode, I broke down a little bit of the masculine. And it just kind of inspired me that we needed to do one on the masculine because it is just as important. Whether you feel you are more in your masculine, more in your feminine, we'll talk all about that. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, that's totally fine. And at some point, I definitely recommend listening to both because they're kind of like the yin yang. It kind of brings it all together, even out this bitch, and really learn both aspects. Because as I broke down in the first one, in the previous episode, we all have traits of both, and this is nothing to do with gender. So I'll get into that in just one second. But before we dive into the content of today, I wanted to let you know of a couple things going on. So next up, we have Let It Go, which is an energy session to do exactly that, to help you to release, to let go what no longer serves you. If you've ever been to my Get Unblocked chakra clearings, it's going to be like that in tone and in energy, where you leave just feeling on cloud 111 and feeling lighter, feeling more energized. We're also going to do, in addition to chakra clearing, we're going to do some breath work. We're going to do some somatic healing. I'm going to, some somatic work to help in healing and help in release. I'm also going to be channeling. So it's going to be a very powerful experience and a safe experience for you to come and release what is ready to go. Because you're on the precipice, you're on the cusp of your next giant level, which requires of you an energetic capacity to hold more success, to hold more joy, to hold more well-being, to be more magnetic. And that is everything that you've been working toward and moving through, and all the healing work you've done and all the self-growth work. We need to continuously also be releasing. And that's a big part of it. Is for me, for a long time, I was reaching, always trying to move forward, but not releasing as I went. So it's time to release, to shed the old skin, to release what's ready to go, even if it's just been an intense month or an intense year so far or an intense week. Come and offload. Allow me to help you to release it through breath, through somatics, through channeled material, through chakra clearing. It is going to be a beautiful one. That is called Let It Go. Of course, the links are all below, as always, for everything that I'm talking about. Next up in April 20th and 21st, 420, 421. Some of you will get that. In April, we are having a huge, and I mean huge inside me for my expression, the impact it's going to have on you guys. It is so powerful. It's called The Shift. It is a 2-day event. So think retreat, where we are actually together for 2 days. There's different classes, workshops, sessions. This is where you say to your family, you know what? As if I'm gone for these 2 days. I'm coming in a caterpillar. I'm leaving a butterfly. And it is called The Shift. And it is for those of you that are exactly that, on the precipice of something really big. And this is a really important time, as we talk about on this show, the goo phase. If you've ever heard me talk about this, this is the in-between place where we're not where we were, but we're not yet where we're going. And in this place, it's such an important time where your soul is trying to speak to you. Things that are ready to go are trying to go. So that may mean that things are breaking down. It may mean you're triggered, or it might just mean you're so hungry for your next level that you're like, okay, let me at her. I'm ready for this new identity. I'm ready to manifest new things. I'm ready to quantum leap. That is what The Shift is about. Whatever your details look like, if you're in a giant shift in your life, out of the restriction and the limiting beliefs and the stuff that you've been through, and into your full-fledged wings open experience. If you are in that, if you're ready to fly, if you are ready to be free of what has held you back and you're in that shift point, this is the deep dive self-growth weekend for you. We're going to talk about a lot of things. There's going to be new content you've never heard before. And it's just going to be the most powerful experience for bridging the gap. So at this point, I'm just releasing it. We are in the early bird phase where you can save $111. Very soon, the price is going to go up. This exclusive experience also includes a package in the mail with some gifts. And it's just going to be something that really does help propel you forward and shift you. It's just one of those experiences, as if you're going to an in-person event or retreat. It's going to be so powerful. So I invite you into that. It's called The Shift. The link for that again is below. Okay, so let's just dive in. So again, as I said, with the last episode, we talked about the feminine energy, and this one we're talking about the masculine. So I'm going to pretend you haven't heard the previous episode and just do a little disclaimer. When we are talking about masculine and feminine energies, it has nothing to do with how you identify, with your gender, if you were born male, female, what you feel that you resonate most with. It has nothing to do with sex, gender, or anything else. Everything in nature has feminine and masculine energy. And I believe the way that spirit shows me is some things are a bit more dominant in feminine or dominant in masculine. And that comes across in humans, in our, you know, our physical traits or how we identify or what we, you know, relate to the most. And so we can have more feminine or more masculine, but we all have both. And we all oscillate between the two. So my husband's a great example of this. When he's like chopping wood, or even some of parenting, like discipline or structure or boundaries or whatever, when he's like in that zone, or he's working out, or he's doing kickboxing, he's in his masculine. But he's also a musician. When he's singing a love song, or he's, you know, his heart is open to the music and he's singing and he's got a voice of an angel, or he's being more nurturing or loving, he's in his feminine. So him himself, he's a very masculine dude, but he also has a softer feminine side, right? That comes across either, you know, as I say, writing love songs, playing music, being in flow, being he's such a creative, or when he's, you know, being loving to me and rubbing my back, whatever it is, we always are oscillating. So I tend to be more in the feminine, but I also, of course, have masculine. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute where, you know, I was really out of balance. I shared a tiny bit about that in the first one, but I was really out of balance. I was way more in my feminine, which is such a gift. That's why a lot of you are here, because of my channel, my intuition, my flow, my passion, my creativity, my inspiration comes across in the podcasts, in my programs. You know, that is very feminine, the visuals, the guiding, the empathy, the nurturing, right? But my life wasn't able to really move forward. And then things like business, it was so hard to just be in flow, because if you're just in flow, then in some ways you're like flailing with the wind or going wherever the flow takes you. But if you have goals, you want to move forward, even if it's in relationships or with your health, or for me with business, you know, I need that masculine structure to really make it go forward. And that's what we're talking about today, is more the masculine. But I just wanted to start off by saying it has nothing to do with gender, and you can be a, you know, man and identify as a man that has more feminine energy than masculine. And you could be in like a feminine woman, like living more in your masculine. It has nothing to do with gender. We all have both. That's the other thing I just wanted to make sure is really clear. We all have both. So it, with masculine energy, I'm going to kind of break it down like I did with the feminine. So the masculine energy within us is the part of us that is more in logic and reason. So the sacred feminine energy is more about intuition and flow, right? Whereas the masculine's more about the head, and the feminine's more about the heart. The masculine is the doing and the feminine is the being. So the masculine is the logic, the reason, the action, right? Which is why we need both, right? A business with no action doesn't go very far. Health goals without action don't go very far. It just remains a desire on your heart without the follow through of the masculine energy. So masculine is action. Masculine is firmness, whereas the feminine is more gentleness. It's more empathy. It's more like, it's okay, right? Whereas the masculine is more like, no, these are my boundaries. I know who I am. You can't fuck with me, right? Whereas the feminine's like, well, I guess we could maybe fudge the boundaries a little, right? Which is why we need both. So the masculine is also, as I said, like the method. So give me a method, I will follow it. Here's the 1, 2, 3. That's a very masculine way to approach something. So a masculine way to approach business or your health or whatever is looking at what are the steps. And that's good in some ways. If I want to build a sales page or learn how to create a funnel, that's a very masculine thing that I'm going to go into my masculine and be like, okay, first step, do this. Second step, do this. But when I'm looking to build a vision, that's more in the feminine. So again, we need both, just giving lots of examples there. So the masculine is also about survival. It's about structure, as I'm saying, with method and logic and reason. It's more structure. It's about protection. The masculine energy is more about protection, whereas the feminine energy is more about nurturing. So it's more about protection. If you're living in protection mode, if you're living in survival, you're typically living more in the masculine. So you're living in, or protection is masculine. Loyalty is also very masculine. Being committed, being very loyal, being very dedicated, being very devoted to what it is that you want, or to a person, or to your family, or to your community. That loyalty is a masculine energy. Masculine is also adventure. It's also strength. It's stillness, which is very interesting, because going into meditation and being still is actually more of a masculine thing, the stillness part, whereas feminine is like fluidity and flow. So when I put on a song and I'm intuitively dancing, that's like feminine energy times 10. When I'm sitting in meditation, my body is in stillness. That actually takes some firmness, some stillness, some structure to stay there, right? But the beautiful thing about meditation, I think I used this example in the last one, is our body may come to stillness, but our intuition may then open. So we're literally sitting in this beautiful mix of both, but stillness itself is in the masculine energy. Masculine is also about like rational and logical, as I said, and making sense. So rationality, rationing through things, like a pros and cons list, is very masculine, whereas like, what does my heart say is more feminine. So as I say, we both have both. And when it comes to manifestation, as I'm already starting to touch on, we absolutely need both. And I believe that we need both in relative balance, but I'm going to redefine balance. I think that balance isn't just about 50-50. It's about bringing in the elements as they're needed. So I think that I, you know, dwell predominantly in my feminine, and I think that I will for my life, but I now know when to bring in the masculine, when to be like, okay, here's the list of what needs to get done. It's a get shit done day. Here's my list. Check, check, check. Doing things. Masculine. I absolutely need that. And then I also need days off where I'm in my intuition and I'm flowing and I'm creative and I'm visualizing and I'm channeling and I'm dreaming of the future. That's part of my balance. So I may be more in my feminine more of the time, like over my whole life, but I know now, and I'm working on bringing in the masculine when I feel like I'm flailing. So I just want to say that balance isn't like 50-50. I do think that we all generally carry a predominant energy. And I actually work a lot with women. I mentioned this in the previous episode, that are more in their masculine because they're badasses that get shit done, that are really here for success, whether that's inner transformation or a lot of my clients have businesses and we help them really, you know, scale that and really bring it into purpose. But we also do strategy and structure and, you know, the what to do. So in balance, I do believe it's an oscillation rather than a 50-50. It's an oscillation. So you might be more in your masculine or more in your feminine, but then you learn to bring in the other when things start getting quote unquote out of balance. So in manifestation, we absolutely need the two. So I'm going to take a minute in sort of backing on these traits. And in the last episode, I mentioned more like the traits of the feminine, the intuition, the nurturing, the healing. This one is more the logic, the reason, the action, the firmness, right? So when it comes to manifestation, I want you to start now opening your mind to think of you in your life and where you maybe need more. So when it comes to your goals and your dreams, are you taking action? Do you have any kind of plan? And this makes a lot of people cringe. Even me a year ago, if it's like, what's your plan? I'd be like, yeah, don't put me in a box. But what I realize is a plan is not just like a business plan or like a budget that you need to follow. Manifestation, when you really click in, it doesn't become that surprising when you manifest what you've been going for because you've been putting in a lot of work. So that action can be something that is about devotion. If you're part of the On the Path community, which the link for that is below as well, the private podcast, we did that whole devotion series, right? Just recently, where we're talking about devoting to your goals, devoting to yourself and your self-care, devoting to your soul. So devotion can just be showing up for yourself, but showing up for yourself consistently is the masculine energy. So for example, on how a plan or action doesn't have to be cringy. I personally, as I tell you guys all the time, I love yoga. I feel like it's my soul speaking through me. I feel like my body's just like meant for it. It challenges me. It inspires me. I can do it. I love it. So I go in and out with my self-care of being like, I should really do this. Oh, I was busy today, right? So right now I'm in the middle, like literally, I think I'm on day 14 of a 30-day yoga challenge to myself. So this is a really perfect example of how I've brought in the masculine and the feminine. So I was noticing that I was kind of just going with my day and not finding time to do yoga. And I was flowing almost too much that I wasn't getting yoga done. And it's important. It's for my body. It's for my mind. It's for my soul. So what I did is I said to myself, for 30 days, I'm going to do yoga every single day. It wasn't part of like a group or no one told me to do it, but that was me bringing in masculine, some structure, some devotion. But what I said to myself was also feminine. I said, you know, there's going to be days I'm busy. I was actually sick for many of the days in the beginning. So I said to myself, whether it's a 9-minute yoga video or a 30-minute yin yoga, which for anyone that doesn't know yoga, it's like very chill. It's like holding a stretch for like 2 minutes, but you get really deep. Or it's like a sweaty flow, or it's a hot yoga, or it's a Bikram. Like every single type counts. So some of the days where I was really busy or I wasn't feeling well, I did like a 12-minute, like opening up, you know, like opening up my chest, relaxing, stretching my low back. Other days I was doing more of an active flow, but either way it counts. So that in some ways is feminine because it's the structure, but it's bringing flexibility to the structure. It's not saying I have to do 90 minutes every day. No, you know, ifs, ands, or buts. That was my eating disorder time, was like the way that I was treating myself and my exercise. It's like, if it's not 60 minutes of pure cardio, it doesn't count. Or if it's not a 90-minute insanity workout, it doesn't count. And I'm like, no, fuck that shit. Some days my body needs stretching. Some days my body needs relaxation for my nervous system, for everything. Some days I need a rigorous flow that I can really move my energy. And that's allowing yourself to be led. So the reason I'm saying all of this is that with your goals, you need to be devoting. You need to be in that masculine of the doing, of the action. But bring some feminine to it. So maybe your action is every day I'm going to show up for my health. And you allow it, if you've ever been my client or been in my world at all, you know that like I want you to win. So the way that we set goals is not super flexible in a passive way, but it's actually like rooting yourself on. So say your intention is to show up for yourself and your self-care, you know, every day this month or more often. Release what self-care means. You don't have to have a freaking pedicure every day or a massage or a long shower with no worries on your mind or this long bath. I mean, I wish for you a bath every day, but what if showing up for yourself was saying loving words to yourself? What if it's taking 5 minutes to journal? What if it's a gratitude list at the end of the day? What if it's saying nourishing things in the mirror when you get dressed? What if it's creating a huge, beautiful, colorful, bootable salad for yourself? Maybe it's going for a walk after work. Maybe it's connecting with heart friends that you haven't connected with in a long time. Maybe it's watching a funny movie and laughing, or a Disney movie because it makes your inner child happy. Like, nurturing yourself doesn't have to look like one way, right? Which is more the masculine. And if you didn't do 45 minutes of blah, 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 it doesn't count. And I say, F that. Bring in the flow, bring in the intuition to what you're going for. So if you have a business, just to bring this even more physical and tangible, showing up for your business every single day, taking action every single day will move you forward. There's very little competition in the extra mile. If you keep going, if you keep being consistent, it will pay off. But I want you to think about, what is showing up in your business actually look like? Or zeroing in even more. When I'm working with my clients, for them to get more clients, getting more clients, in quotes, doesn't just mean reaching out to people in the DMs and spamming them with your offers. It doesn't just mean emailing everyone being like, work with me. It can be showing up and offering valuable content. It could be doubling down on your podcast episodes to create even more buzz and value and juiciness. It can be posting reels that lead to a free guide that lead them to your course. It doesn't just have to be, you know, going out and getting clients is the only way you can take action. It can be just posting every day and showing up, taking care of yourself, speaking from your heart, showing up on stories that can actually help you to get clients. It's not just about going and somehow, you know, catching them with your net or something, going out into the field and hunting clients, you know, that is very masculine. What do I need to do for clients? I mean, I hope nobody's hunting clients, but you know, we've all been cold DM'd before. It's the worst feeling ever. Like, hey, just thought I'd offer, I help 7-figure entrepreneurs move to this and this and this, like out of nowhere. I'm like, don't spam me with your shit. You know, let's start a conversation. So with businesses, connection is actually what has you sell more. When people connect with you, when people trust you and like your brand, if you do something that, you know, that applies to, that actually has them feel safe enough to buy from you, to feel comfortable, to feel like they are understood. And so that's more actually feminine. So if you're showing up in your business and you're sharing from your heart and you're being vulnerable, which is more feminine, but you're showing up every day or most days, that's the masculine. So do you see how we need to bring in the both? So now I'm just going to kind of talk to even more specifically what bringing in masculine energy looks like when it comes to your manifestations. So I want you to think of something that you want to manifest, and you know, you might be excessively in your masculine and you don't need these things, and the other episode might be more beneficial for you, but it is really important that you are taking action and that you're moving yourself forward and that you are sprinkling in that masculine, but that you're not also obsessing about your goals and helicopter parenting the life out of them. That's when we actually need to bring in more of the feminine, of the trust, of the faith, of the intuition, right? So anyway, back to the masculine. So with the goal that you have in your mind, logically, what are some action steps that you could take? So if it's your health, I always like to break it down really simple. Can you be drinking more water? Can you be moving your body a little more? Maybe a few more walks. Maybe, you know, going back to the walking club that you're no longer going to, or back to the yoga studio that you haven't been going to for a bit. What are some logical things you can do? If you want to make more money, what are some logical ways that you can be open to creative, you know, solutions, logical ways you could make more income? Even sometimes looking at, is there anyone that owes me money? Is there, you know, can I raise my rates? Is there a bunch of shit in my garage that I've been meaning to sell that I haven't sold that I could get good money for? Are there offers in my business that I could do like a flash sale? Is there, you know, could I ask for a raise? Could I go for the promotion? Really thinking about logical things you could do. You may not know all the answers, but just thinking logic. What could I do to move me forward? Thinking of your method to success. It may not have every step filled in perfectly, but really thinking about step by step, how can I move myself forward? What are some logical, actionable steps that I can take to move forward? The masculine is the doing. Am I moving in line with my dreams? Am I taking action toward my dreams? And even if you're in the middle of a big transformation and maybe you have like looping patterns coming up and inner narratives and your ego screaming at you, by the way, if that's the case, come to both of the things I was talking about at the beginning, the Let It Go workshop or the Let It Go session, as well as the shift, because there's a reason why everything is kicking and screaming right now. It's because your ego and your limiting beliefs know that you're on the precipice of something big. So if your inner voice is like rearing its fucking ugly head, no matter where you are in life, no matter how much money you make, but it's screaming, it's because you're on the cusp of something big. Join me, I've got you. But when you're in that, even if that's the case, you can look at the doing and go like, what can I do? Can I shake it out? Can I go for a run to move this energy? Is it time to hire the mentor or go back to my therapist for a little bit? Do I need to vent to a friend? Do I need to have a nap? Do we just go have a nap? Maybe sweat it out in an exercise class. There's sometimes things that we're just swirling in our mind. They're over and over, and we're not doing anything to move out of it. So sometimes we're waiting for the breakthrough, for the root cause in order to move forward. And we're waiting and we're waiting and we're in our feminine. We're just waiting for intuition to come through. We're just waiting for clarity, which is fine. But if you're not getting it, you don't need to stay stuck. You can start making actions, taking actions to move yourself through it. So as I say, if it's like anxiety or the inner narrative, it's incredible what dancing it out does. It's incredible what, you know, doing things that you love, maybe it's painting or losing your, you know, yourself in a good documentary or knitting or crying to a friend or punching it out in kickboxing class or whatever. There's things you can do to start to move that energy through. You don't need to just sit in it, right? So you're just waiting for something, waiting for flow to happen. We can be honestly waiting for a long ass time. So sometimes we just need to be in the doing. The other thing I want to say here is that action creates confidence. So we often wait for confidence. Again, we're waiting for that intuitive hit to let us be confident. But sometimes the doing is just the thing that creates confidence. Like my first 100 posts on Facebook back in the day when I first started my business were probably awkward as hell. My first few lives, oh my God, was so awkward. I was so nervous. I would stutter over my words. I so many times press live and then stop and then delete and then start again and stop and delete. It was awkward. It was, you know, nerve-wracking, but I had to move through it to become someone who can speak confidently, to become someone that can hit record, show up, feel on fire, and not overanalyze it and not obsess about it, and just show up with confidence and speak what's on my heart. That took some practice. I couldn't have just sat in that and waited for intuitive guidance to come forward to be confident. I actually had to put my skin in the game. I had to move myself forward. No one, like clients can't find me, listeners can't find me if I'm not putting myself out there. So that's why I say for me, I'm much more in the feminine, finding structure or having structure, having a plan, having that safety and security of, you know, the plan and something to hold my energy, if that makes any sense, was the key for me and is continually the key for me. So for me, I also had to get more tight with my schedule. That's more of a masculine thing, like actually scheduling in time off, scheduling days that are my creative day where I don't have clients or I don't have calls and stuff like that. It's my book writing day. It's my creating content or creating courses day. It's my flow day. And then I'm really getting tight with my calendar. That was more a masculine thing. Okay, Mondays, I've booked that off. That's my creative day. Fridays, I book that off. That's my recording day. And then I go through, that was the masculine structure that I needed because I get a lot of shit done. As you guys know, if you've been around the block, I am writing books and courses and classes and podcasts and all the shit. But I also can sometimes be so in the feels that I'm like, oh God, it's Friday and I didn't get the episode done for next week. What was I doing? I was like, I was flowing, which is good. But when I brought in that key piece of the structure, where I was like, okay, Friday's my recording day. Now I don't have to think about it. Now every Friday I get all my recording done. I set up everything and I'm good to go. And that gives me the freedom in the rest of the days to flow. Oh my gosh, my stomach just gurgled. You may have heard that. I'm so sorry. So that may not be like, you might not have a business, but I feel like you're going to start to see yourself in all of this. Where can you bring in some structure, some loyalty to what you want, not just flailing around with every emotion, right? And it sounds weird for me to say that because I'm the one who's like, honor your emotions, feel your feelings. But at the same time, if we always just did what we felt like, that's where I get off track because in the morning I'm like on fire. I feel like doing this. And then I start getting thrown off. Maybe it's like my kids' energies or something's going on in the day, or I have stress thoughts or something is a curveball. And then all of a sudden I'm like off in another place and then I don't feel like it. And now I just feel like going to the beach and now I just feel like having a bath and then I have a bath. And then at the end of the day, it's like, shit, I didn't get my stuff done. Right. So we can't just be in the feels and just go everywhere we feel like going. We need to bring in some structure. So I want you to start to ask yourself as we start to wrap up this episode, where can you create more structure to what it is that you want? Where can you create logical, reasonable action steps, no matter how small or big they are, it does not matter. How can you make a commitment, a devotion, if you will, to showing up to yourself every day, to showing up to your business or your goals, your health every day? And make it be gentle. Make it be an intuitive process with that structure of I am committed. And I want to say something funny about this yoga day, this yoga challenge thing, is I was trying to get it in. I was always trying to get in yoga. And I would for 2 days and then I wouldn't for 2 days. And then I would for 3 days and then I wouldn't for four or whatever, right? It was very spotty. As soon as I made this commitment, which is masculine, I started now, it's not if I do yoga, it's when. So now all of a sudden I'm like, oh, the morning, that's the perfect time. Or, oh, I can do it after this call. And I'm so committed that it gets done. And on top of that, now my family is starting to go like, oh, mom, did you do yoga today? Or just before recording this, I'm going out to, my daughter does dance. We're doing a competition. And I was saying to her, okay, so before we do this, I have to go into my office. And she's like, do yoga? And I'm like, actually, I need to record something, but yes, also do yoga. And the funny thing about that is I'm training others to expect daily yoga from me without even trying. I haven't even said to, I did tell them about the challenge, but I haven't been like, you guys need to help me do it. But they just see me doing it. It's like action creates momentum. And now they're actually going, mom, this would be a good time to do yoga if you want to before we go. And I'm like, oh yeah, good call. Like we train others how to treat us. So even in business or even with our partner, when we take the action first or with our goals, other things start showing up for us. It's the law of attraction. It's like over these days, stuff has parted to go, now's a good time for yoga. And I'm like, oh, good. Whereas before I was endlessly trying to get it in because I was in my flow. I was like, I hope I can later. Maybe I can after this. Oh, now I'm hungry. But then after I'm hungry, I've eaten and now I can't because I've eaten. Whereas now that I'm committed and there's no other option, we're doing the 30 days and beyond. Now it's like almost easy to get it in because I also know if I don't feel well, it could be 12 minutes. But I find in that most of the time on average, I'm doing about half an hour a day, which to me is just gorgeous. It's perfect. So I hope there's something in that for you that when you create the structure and the commitment, other people start falling into place. your partner stops going like, oh, you're going for a walk, and more like, oh, good for you. And then they start expecting it. Okay, after your walk today, maybe we could go do this. And you're like, oh, yeah, totally. It's like life starts supporting you in the decision you've made. Something I want to say here is the root word to decide, or to decide, is decide, which means like side means cut off or kill, genocide, homicide, whatever side. And so decide means literally to cut off other options. So once I decided to do yoga every day, life starts rearranging in my favor. That is the power of the masculine energy. My intuition led me to do yoga. My intuition saying, you know what would be fun? A 30-day self challenge. I'm not posting about it constantly. It's not for anyone else. It's for me. I was intuitively led. And I brought in that. I made the decision. I cut off all other option. And now even my kids are going like, oh, mom, like this is a great time to do yoga because life supports me when I decide. So right now, I want you to say to yourself in your mind, if you have to, because you're around people, or out loud, I decide. I'm deciding right now that I am manifesting $25,000. I am deciding right now that I'm starting my business. I am deciding right now that I'm going to make more money, that I'm going to heal my body, that I'm going to find the one. I decide right now that I'm going to start showing up for myself. And ask yourself, what are 5 or 10 things, micro or macro actions, that you can take in line with your goal, and start creating devotion in that masculine energy. And then day to day, as you're doing it, allow yourself to be led. When it's about self-care, there's a million different factors as to what you may need on any given day. There's the food you've been eating, there's your hormone cycles, there's the moon cycles, there's all of the other planets and stars and suns and all the things that are influencing the way that we feel. There's the literal seasons here on Earth. There's the seasons in your life. So a 90-minute insanity workout is not going to be the thing you need in every season. So whether your goal is your business, the thing you're deciding, whether that's to find love or to heal your body or anything else that you have going on, ask yourself for inspired action. What are 5, 10 inspired things that I can do, actions that are in line with my goal? And then you're bridging the two. You're accessing intuition, but you're bringing in the logic and the structure and the reason. Because I hate to say this, because there's a big part of me, the part of me that is the in the cosmos, hates hearing this, but you need a plan to make a change. Even if that plan is like, you know what, every day I just decided I was going to show up for myself. And one day it was journaling, and one day it was exercising, and one day it was laugh therapy or scream therapy or therapy. You know, every day I did something small for myself. That is the thing that makes all of the difference. I saw Simon Sinek talk once, and he was saying how with working out 9 hours in the gym one day is not what makes you buff. And if you go to the gym and you do a hard workout and you come home and you look in the mirror, you see no change. And then you go to the gym day two and you work out again and you come home and you look in the mirror and you see no change. And so it'd be easy to be like, working out is pointless. It clearly doesn't have any results. But you don't just go to the gym twice, and you don't just work out one time for 9 hours and make some huge action. But if you worked out every day for 20 minutes, there's no other option but for you to get stronger, for you to get more physically fit. 20 minutes every day. It's the devotion more than the grand action. You don't need to invest $10,000 in yourself. You need to show up for yourself. It's not just about the one grand gesture. It's about the ongoing devotion and commitment, which is that masculine energy. So I hope that this served you today. I want you to, you know, put these two episodes together and see the power of the yin yang, of the feminine and the masculine, because life is that. It's a mix of intuition and logic. It's a mix of firmness and nurturing. It's a mix of action and healing. It's a mix of creativity and structure. It's a mix of emotions and logic or reason. It's a mix of stillness and fluidity. It's a mix of rationality and empathy, right? So we need both. And through these episodes, I hope that you can see where you may be a little bit out of balance and where your inner guide is calling you for a little bit more of that. You may be like me that needs more of the masculine. You may be like most of my clients that need to kind of relax a little bit more and be in the flow and in the trust and in the faith. And when you bring that in and you create that balance, I think that that is part of what makes us feel whole, is we're really present and connected to both parts of us, the logical, the action, the doing, and also the being. Also the fluid part of us. So I hope that this served you, my love. It was a pleasure doing this two-part series. As I said, I invite you into Let It Go, the energy clearing session, as well as the shift, the two-day self-growth weekend. And if you're ready to do this step by step, you want access to my full methodology, as well as weekly assignments to move forward in your manifestation, deep dive episodes, monthly challenges, including the Abundant AF Challenge that we're just going through, I invite you to join On The Path. It's a private podcast. It's a community. It is the place where I have your back every day. We are moving forward with actionable, tangible steps every single week, as well as access to my entire methodology, over 20 trainings on everything from healing to activating your authentic self and who you are, into the deep dive of manifestation, the how-to, the quantum manifestation, identity shifting. There is so much in there because it's all critical and crucial if you want to manifest the life that your soul intended for you. So I can't wait to see you on the path. The link to everything that I have mentioned, all the links are below. And with that, I'll see you in the next episode, my love. Have a great day. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel Store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out, and I'll see you in the next episode.